Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a great initiative called Home Sweet Home. We're going to find out all about it. Joining us in the studio with details is Vicki DeVos and Jeff Merton with all of the information. Vicki and Jeff, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for dropping by. And this is an incredible initiative, a program, and we're going to get all the details. It's Home Sweet Home. But we should mention sweet is spelled, in this case, S-U-I-T-E. So tell us about Home Sweet Home. What is this all about for those folks might not be familiar with it?
Yeah, okay. I suppose in a nutshell, if we talk about it, it's about homelessness prevention. We're ultimately about building a small, tiny home for someone who's living hidden homeless. Now, the hidden homeless are the couch surfers, people perhaps living with family members. So we're more focused on that. And our objective is that we're going to, one at a time, build a home for somebody to move into.
Okay.
Who's hidden homeless.
And is this for the area, or what's your area that you're covering for something like this?
It's for Stratford. We have a second initiative that runs on the website, which is called Hope Essentials. And that's basically, you can go on and make a donation, purchase. We've got 25 items up there now available, from hats, socks, to backpacks, to all sorts of things. And anybody can go on there, make a donation, and then we will take those products donated and take them to the Connect Centre in Stratford.
Okay.
We're helping the people who are unsheltered. And then some of the money that comes from that will go towards the home as well. So it's kind of helping people two ways in one.
Yeah, so is this just getting started, this initiative with Home Sweet Home?
Yeah. We started in the middle of May.
Okay.
So we've done a number of fundraisers. We've done about three now, and we're underway with a couple running through perhaps till the winter.
Yeah. Okay, now we talk about things like tiny homes. Can you talk about tiny homes or what that involves with something like that?
Sure. Yeah, a tiny home, it's often called a garden suite. It's probably, 400 square meters, so it's small. But what we do, we've actually got Hive Design. We've designed it specifically, and it's a miniature house. If you could imagine a house with four rooms, and that's exactly what it is. It's a small house that one or two people could live in. Very easily constructed, very movable if it had to. We plan to have it, there for longer times, but certainly it could be moved. And it's just, it works. The cost of actually running it is low compared with perhaps other facilities. And also we can charge an affordable rent for it, which we're aiming to be like perhaps $500 a month.
Okay.
That's our rent. Wow.
Yeah, because that's, again, part of the whole. It's, the cost of living, not only spaces available, but the cost of living as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's get Vicki in on the conversation. Now, Vicki, obviously, there's a passion for something like this that is happening moving forward. And again, people listening to this, what do you want people to think about? Obviously, to make a donation and help be a part of the solution. Or what would you like people to take away from something like this or think about?
Well, we want to make this a community collaboration, not just, Home Sweet Home. That's what our focus is to try to rally the community together. So, that's what I'd like to kind of put forward. And we just want to be compassionate, and we recognize that there is a crisis out there of hidden homeless as well, and we want to help. We looked at it and saw that there's a huge scale of homelessness, and we thought, what can we do? And so that was one of the things, was, maybe we can get one house built. Maybe we can rally the community and get just one home built. We'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of been our focus.
Yeah, because it seems like tiny homes, we know the idea, the concept, but maybe until people see it or we have something like this in our community, that could maybe get the ball rolling. Is that fair to say?
Yes. We started 2023, starting to go to the city, getting some information, seeing that there is changes coming. So, this is a great opportunity for us to, start the process. And, like I said, there's bylaws that are starting to come about that are changing. The provincial government is changing bylaws. And so, we are trying to move forward and seeing if we can do this.
Absolutely.
And it's been an amazing, this community has been so amazing, I can't even tell. So proud of you, Stratford.
There you go. We got the ball rolling on this with Home Sweet Home. Let's get Jeff back in on this again. I know you have been doing some outreach. Did I see a photo of you recently? Was it at the farmer's market or some get-together just recently?
Yeah, we've done three. We started at the farmer's market. Yeah, and we had a stall and a little auction, and we auctioned a basket that someone had put together. That was great.
Nice.
Great response to be out there in the community, meet everybody. Then we did a garage sale. So again, we had a whole heap of stuff people delivering, and that was excellent.
Nice.
And then we did a barbecue. Very recently, we're in the Upper Queen's Park. We had a barbecue there. Again, meeting the community. It's just been such great response for people. So, you know, we know if you call it a phase one, you have to get known. People have to know what are we doing? Who are Home Sweet Home? What are you about? And that way we get to meet people. They get real faces, mm-hmm. not just something distant. We're real people in the real community working to get real people housed.
Exactly. And what's this about a strike your match? That's from the website. What's that all about?
Okay. Really keep a long story short. I was in Europe in 2019, and I saw a father and a daughter laying on a platform. And I went out, I grabbed a bakery donut or something. I went over and leant over to give it to the small girl. And her eyes popped open. And she was like terrified. And I was leaning forward. I said, it's okay. I want to give you this. And she said, you see me? And I went, yeah, I see you. And from that point, I wanted to do something. And I guess through COVID things, you know, weren't easy to do that kind of thing. But now we're beginning to roll. I met Vicky. When I came here, because I'm not from here, and I was in New Zealand a lot of the time in Europe. And when I arrived in Stratford, I met Vicky, and we had the same passion, same heart to do something. And so Strike Your Match came from that initiative. There was a song by Rachel Platten called I Might Only Have One Match, But I Can Make an Explosion. I think it's called the Fight Song.
Okay.
And so the whole Strike Your Match initiative is that we all have one thing we can do. And we strike our match with the act of compassion, whether we give, whether we help. Whatever we do is our match that we strike. And that's the whole concept behind it.
There you go. Again, let's pass along. How can folks get details, the website or the socials, that sort of thing?
Okay, you can go on to our website, which is Home Sweet Home, again with the UIT in the middle, homesweethome.org. You can go on there. We're actually on Facebook, which again is Home Sweet Home, and we're also on Instagram, which is Home Sweet Home 2024. But most of the information is up on the website.
All right, and folks can make a donation. They can help out right now.
There's a whole page of donation. They can contact us to volunteer. We've had a great number of people volunteering, which is excellent. Contact us to make donations. There's places all over the site to make donations. Read about Strike Your Match and maybe run your own event. So there's opportunities. So there's a whole heap of information, and there's contacts on there that you can talk to us direct if you want to find out more.
And the question, is there a goal for right now, or we're just kind of getting things happening? Is there a goal? I always have to ask that kind of question. Vicky?
Yeah, sure.
Our goal is a spring build. And so we're working hard with many different initiatives to have that happen. And like I said, we are collaborating with businesses in Stratford that are open to, you know, helping out with, you know, different product and things like that for the house. And even the community has come forward. Some people have said, hey, I have some extra flooring that, you know, if you need it, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome, especially when you get partnerships going like that, community involvement, that's huge, absolutely.
Somebody said, hey, I'll do your painting.
Whoa, boy, there you go.
So it's just one after another, right? It's so cool.
That's what it's all about right there. Again, the website is homesweethome.org. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Get involved with a great local initiative like this. And Jeff Merton and Vicky DeVos, any final thoughts? Jeff, any final thoughts?
Just a couple of things. We're running Fun Drive right now. So if you have any items in your closet, clothing, household textiles, small household goods, kitchenware, books, media, we're working a BMI group have opened up their parking lot at 207 St. Patrick Street.
Okay.
So 207 St. Patrick, we're there every Sunday now between 3 and 4 p.m. to take any collection. So if anybody has got anything you need to do, come along Sunday that you need to get rid of, and then we work with Fun Drive. We take everything down, and we're paid a certain amount of dollars for weight, and that goes to the initiative.
Wow. Home Sweet Home, Vicky DeVos and Jeff Merton with all of the details, and we wish you nothing but great success with this, and we'll check in again for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.